The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. He has a right to criticize who has heart to help. Those words, they're attributed to Abraham Lincoln, and they seemed appropriate as we reflect on our gospel for this weekend. For as you recall, Zacchaeus of Jericho, as he gets in the town, the people are grumbling about Jesus' decision to share a meal with him. They are critical and upset that Jesus has gone to eat at the house of a sinner. You know, if we're honest, probably each of us has at one time or another been like those residents of Jericho. For one time or another, we have probably been very quick to criticize the actions and intentions of another. I don't know about you, but it sure is easy to see the faults, the failings, and weaknesses of others rather than take time to look at my own. And also, speaking for myself, oftentimes it's very difficult to keep those criticisms, those opinions, and those judgments to myself. And in the midst of all that, it's very important for us to remember that we too, you and I, are very much like Zacchaeus. Yes, you see, we too are sinners. And we too are people not always living perfect and virtuous lives. In the time of Jesus, tax collectors, well, they were absolutely despised by their fellow citizens. Since Rome accepted whatever amount of tax was turned in by collectors, many took advantage of their position and they charge folks exorbitantly, thereby lining their own pockets and making themselves wealthy. Thus, they were seen as cheats and folks who were willing to exploit even their own countrymen just to make a quick buck. But as we hear in that story today, Jesus has heart. He has heart for Zacchaeus. For let us remember that that is why Jesus, throughout the Gospels, ate again and again with sinners. You see, he didn't just eat with them for the enjoyment of it. I'm sure he might have had a good time. But Jesus ate with sinners because he wanted to help them change their lives and get them right on the back track, back on the right track. Thus, Zacchaeus has a powerful experience of conversion. And you know, in light of that, I thought perhaps maybe Zacchaeus has something he might teach you and me. Particularly, three things came to mind. First, Zacchaeus reminds us that God is always calling each and every one of us to a deepening awareness about ourselves. I think we all know oftentimes it's easy to get caught up in our busy lives, that we fail to really just stop and look at our own lives and how we're living. At times we can kind of move along on automatic pilot. So we attend to work and family and the numerous obligations around us. And we do so many times turning all those things into almost habits and routines. And sometimes don't we even turn our sin into a habit. But Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus, well, it called him to that greater awareness, that deeper awareness about how he had been living his life. And I suspect that it challenged Zacchaeus to look more closely at his actions, his motivations, and as we know, his sins. And my friends, Jesus does the same thing for you and me. But let us not forget, though, that in that examination, like Zacchaeus, always in the presence of God, we are before a God with unconditional mercy and unconditional love. We need to remember we do not have a harsh God, and when he looks at you and me, it is always as a loving Father. Even at those times when it seems we've made an absolute mess out of our own lives. And like Jesus in our gospel today, he just wants one thing from us. That like Zacchaeus, we let Jesus enter into the soul of our house. Second, while Zacchaeus had that radical conversion we heard about in our gospel, I think for most of us, that type of conversion happens much more slowly. Grace works in each of us at a slow pace. And so while we continually try to do better and to be better, sometimes we are very much like St. Paul, and we find ourselves doing this very same thing that we hate. Thus, if you think about it, the Christian life is a never-ending opportunity and challenge to grow and to be better. And in particular, I always think God's inviting us to let our hearts expand. He continually invites us to have more love, more understanding, more compassion and patience, and perhaps more forgiveness for those folks in our lives who are like Zacchaeus that we want to criticize. Third and last, I've always thought that when that encounter Zacchaeus had with Jesus occurred, Zacchaeus must have been filled with tremendous gratitude when Jesus stood up for him in the midst of all of his neighbors. And I've always thought in that moment, he must have known that from that day forward, he would have to live his life with a thankful heart. And so it is for us. You see, God never stops asking us to have hearts filled with gratitude. And it's so easy for us to take things for granted, and then even worse, to somehow feel that we're entitled to all that we have. In some ways, we can even begin to expect all the good that surrounds us. Our families, our health, our friends, our jobs. And so we can forget. We forget that we live. We live in the midst of blessings. And sadly, we can even feel at times that we're entitled to a heck of a lot more. Today in our gospel, we meet a fellow sinner, another companion on the journey towards heaven. But we also meet a man who experienced a greater awareness about himself, particularly his weaknesses and his failings. And we meet a man who learned that the best response to God's mercy and compassion is to always work at trying to be our best. And that growth will always be a lifetime work. And we meet a man who learned that our hearts can never have enough gratitude. For surely, all is gift. And clearly, once again, we meet our Lord, who reminds us once again, he has a right to criticize, who has a heart to help.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible,